But I feel like one day if I was to get fluent like into German, which I would love to do, just share the love of the game between us and German Steeler fans over there would just be amazing. Continue to be behind us. Hopefully we get over there one day. I don't want them to go anywhere else for a different organization.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu dieser Folge Männer aus Stahl. Ich bin Jörn und ich melde mich immer noch aus Pittsburgh bei dir. Als ich Ende Oktober hier einen Blick hinter die Kulissen der Steelers werfen konnte, habe ich nicht nur einen Star des Teams getroffen, sondern direkt zwei. Und um diesen zweiten Star geht's heute. Falls du dich jetzt fragst, wer der Typ am Mikrofon ist und mit dir redet, geh einfach zurück und hör dir die Episoden 1 bis 3 von dieser aktuellen Staffel an. Aber jetzt legen wir erstmal los. Here we go. Du kennst American Football wahrscheinlich als den Sport, in dem die Quarterbacks die großartigen Pässe werfen, die Receiver die Bälle aus der Luft pflücken und TJ Watt jedem Spielmacher in der NFL den Angstschweiß auf die Stirn treibt. Doch das Schöne an diesem Sport ist, dass nicht nur die absoluten Legenden Einfluss auf dieses Spiel haben, sondern auch die vermeintlichen Nobodies. Dazu gehören oft Spieler der Special Teams und einen von denen habe ich heute am Mikrofon. Ich überlasse mal eben zwei Kollegen vom US-Fernsehen die kurze Vorstellung.
The rookie Presley Harvin back to do the honors. He's got a big leg, and now we'll see if he can knock it down inside the 20, and he does inside the 5.
Oh, wow.
As it just sits inside the 1.
Der da eben die TV-Kommentatoren zum Staunen gebracht hat, ist Presley Harvin, der Panther der Pittsburgh Steelers. Als Panther kommt er immer dann zum Einsatz, wenn die Offense seines Teams vom Feld muss, weil sie nicht genügend Raumgewinn erzielt hat. Der Panther ist dann der Spieler, der den Ball mit seinem starken Fuß möglichst weit von der eigenen Endzone wegkickt, damit die gegnerische Offensive einen möglichst weiten Weg zum Touchdown überbrücken muss. Im Idealfall hört sich das dann genau so an.
Wow. Oh, is that still in? Inside the pylon? Yes, it is. Oh, that is perfection. 64 yards for Presley Harvin. My goodness.
I feel like they just threw a touchdown. I mean, this place just went crazy.
Look at this. Ideal.
So weit, so gut. Aber mal ganz ehrlich, mit einem Panther ist es oft wie mit einem Schiedsrichter. Wenn während des Spiels nicht über ihn geredet wird, dann ist das immer ein gutes Zeichen. Denn wenn er nicht aufs Feld muss, läuft es für die Offense in der Regel ziemlich gut. Da es aber in den seltensten Fällen bei der Offensive so gut läuft, dass sie in einem Spiel überhaupt nicht punten muss, gibt es einen verlässlichen Spezialisten, der in diesen Situationen aufs Feld kommt und zum Helden werden kann. Bei den Steelers ist das der 25-jährige Presley Harvin. Und ihn habe ich in Pittsburgh getroffen. Was Presley mit Deutschland zu tun hat, das verrät er uns gleich im persönlichen Gespräch. Genau wie bei Miles Killebrew haben wir das Gespräch auf Englisch geführt. Aber auch mit Presley bin ich dann hin und wieder mal ins Deutsche abgedriftet. Viel Spaß mit dem Interview mit Presley Harvin.
I'm here with our punter Presley Harvin, and first of all, thank you so much for coming here. We're so excited that you took your time.
Sure, man, no problem. No problem at all. Glad to talk to you guys today and, you know, talk about some moments that I had over in Germany and, you know, I'm just glad to be here.
There's like probably when kids are younger and start football, they want to be like, I don't know, wide receiver or quarterback or anything. You are a punter. Like, how did you get to be a punter? Like, was that your dream job? Or did you say, like, okay, let's try, and that was the one?
So it was really something that started around seventh grade. I was playing center at football when I first started, so I was an offensive lineman at a younger age, kind of a bigger kid, so that was, like, the only position I could play. And then when I got to middle school, nobody wanted to punt, so I just tried it out. The next thing I know, I started liking it and started doing it in high school. My freshman year, I got moved to varsity, only did that, stopped playing tight end at the time, and I've been playing punter ever since then. So, you know, I think this is like my 13th year punting now, so been doing it for a while, but it definitely got me to where my dream job and, you know, where I wanted to be in life.
And I mean, it turned out pretty well. I know that you came to the NFL with a couple of honors as a punter.
Yeah, a couple. ACC All-American, freshman All-American. I also won the Ray Guy Award my senior year of college. So, you know, that was a big one for me. That goes to the most prestigious punter of the college football year. So that was like really my staple of, you know, I have to have my hands on one of those at some point before I get out of school. So I was glad I was going out with a bang that year. And, you know, I'm just trying to make these plays on this level now and, you know, continue to be more consistent. And, you know, football is the football game at the end of the day. But, you know, this one feels so much more special playing for an organization like this as well. So, you know, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else but here.
That sounds awesome. And we are definitely so happy to have you here. Like, everybody's really excited. Like, mm-hmm. all the time in the games, like, Presley ruled it. Like, sometimes pinned them down very far. Like, that's really awesome. We're very happy to have you here. You said in high school you started very early with football and started with center. Like, but did you start with football or did you have any experience with other sports like soccer maybe?
Yeah, I mean, I played soccer growing up as a kid a little bit, but it was never something that I went outside of probably like 7, 8 years old or so. I was usually a football kid, basketball as well as track and field when I was in middle school too. So those were like the three sports that were more on a better level for the high school that I was going to. So I started doing track and field in all seasons from football season to stay in shape, you know, get my feet right, stuff like that, because I was a thrower. I wasn't a runner. So, you know, just doing stuff to keep me in shape in the off season, but also something that's I'm getting more work in and training my core, stuff like that. So you just always wanted to do things that, you know, kind of would help me in my punting progression. And wound up, you know, going to Georgia Tech on a full ride scholarship. And, you know, I told myself I wanted to be an NFL punter one day. And, you know, we made that decision a long time ago, me and my family. And, you know, to just be in my third year now and just being able to look back at it and just see how special it is and, you know, all of the hard work does truly pay off is, you know, something big for me.
Sorry that I have to go back again for the soccer. Like you played like when you were very little. Like what did you play? Or was it the age where you like just roam around on the field?
It was one of those age groups. Just run around the field and see who can kick it the furthest. I don't even remember. I think I might have played forward or something like that. Maybe a little bit of goalie, but other than that, I did not have much of a kicking background at all.
But to be fair, as it is called football in Europe, because mm-hmm. it is played with the foot. So we would call you a legit football player as a punter. Mm-hmm. Would you still consider yourself good at soccer football? Or do you say, like, I played it back then? Let's see.
I don't know. That's a lot of running. It's a lot of running, man. I do like watching the sport, but I think because of the level that it's at now, like, I probably wouldn't able to be able to play it at that type of level because there's so much more skill with that type of kicking than it is for, you know, American football. So, you know, it's all really hard to do. It kind of looks easier on TV, but it takes so much precision and technique work that, you know, those guys have amazing touch on the ball, which I don't understand how to do at all. So, you know, I'm glad I got the football in my hands that I know how to kick at least, so.
But do you have any, do you follow soccer anywhere or do you have favorite soccer teams?
Honestly, I'm a big Messi fan, but I feel like kind of everybody is. But his story was just so special, coming from where he came from and the opportunities that came his way. He made the most of all of them. And, you know, now he's in the States playing and he's doing his thing down there. So, you know, just he's one of the best ever to play. So I think he's my favorite player for sure.
That's cool. To go back, I introduced you for like having been in Germany shortly or recently. How did that happen? Like, how did you get to come to Germany?
Yeah, so my girlfriend, she went to school in high school in Frankfurt, Germany. So she always kind of wanted to get back over there. She hasn't been over there since she's graduated. And she had a lot of friends and teachers that were still there. So we wound up making a little bit of a trip out of it this off season. We went there, and then we were going to go to Paris after that. So we were in Frankfurt for about 3 days or so, got around town. I got to see all of the different towns, all the different shops and stuff. First of all, the ice cream out there is insane. I've never had ice cream that good in my life, but that place was special. That was my first time in Europe, and I just was always wanted to see something else outside of the world besides here. So Germany was one of those places on my list as well. And then after we left Germany, we took a train over to Paris. I think it was like a 2-hour ride or something like that. It's not far at all. And I thought it was actually kind of hard to get from country to country. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the more you go over there, the more you learn, it's actually kind of easy. Yeah. So I went to Paris after that for 5 days. I think we wound up walking, got close to like 100 miles in the whole trip in a week, which I didn't think I was going to do. But, man, I mean, that was one of the greatest moments. And I would love to go back at some point soon, too, because, you know, there's so much to see out there that's so much different than the life that I grew up in, the life that I'm in right now. And, you know, just being able to see different cultures, something that I've always liked. Like, I'm a big history fan. Yeah. So learning about the history of there and, you know, how this stuff correlates between countries and all of this from way back when to even now and, you know, things that's going on now. So I really, really enjoyed that trip, and I definitely want to go back soon.
I mean, you said you have been there for 3 days, but have you happened to learn any German words or anything that you...
I tried, but I can't think of them off the top of my head, I'll be honest. So when I went to the high school, I was talking to a class there that was student athletes as well, and they kind of tried to teach me like how to say it in German and stuff like that. But I think it's so hard for me because it's so different. But if, like, I prove you wrong or not, I'm not trying to be biased, but I feel like German people are a little angry when they talk. So, like, I'm more soft-spoken, so when I talk, it doesn't come off the same way. So when I was saying it, I was like, man, this doesn't sound right. Well, it's because I wasn't angry enough. But, I don't know too much fluent German off the top of my head, but if you give me something, I can try it.
I mean, I can try to teach you, like, Ich spiele gerne Football.
Ich spiele gerne Football?
Yeah, I like to play football.
Ich spiele, say it again, hold on.
Ich spiele.
Spielen.
Play.
Gerne.
Gerne.
Ich spiele gerne
Football.
Football. Yeah. Oh, ich spiele gerne Football.
Now we made that step to learn the German.
Like that.
But actually, the angry part is, that's like the cliche about the German language. Mm-hmm. And one colleague of you yesterday told me that Germans sound like geniuses, that they always sound very smart. So that's what I heard. It was the first time I ever heard that, but I stick to that.
So. I mean, they got a point, man. It just sounds so different that whatever comes in your head with what you think it means, it just sounds so proper. Like, it's only because it's so different. But I feel like one day if I was to get fluent like into German, which I would love to do, I think it probably would just sound like just regular conversation like we're having right now.
The Steelers have a pretty big community in Germany. Have you ever seen something of that, or how?
The crazy thing is, when I was in Frankfurt, I saw a couple Steelers flags.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but this was kind of like the terrible towel. So it had the German flag with the like Steeler logo like behind it. So it was actually kind of like really, really sick. And I was like, the fact that this flag is here does not amaze me. You know, I know how big this organization is and the outreach and the amount of fans that are in the fan base. But, you know, to be 8.5 hours from a flight away from, you know, Pittsburgh and being able to see that there, it really does mean something. And the more I looked up when I got back home over here and I was like, you know, let's see how really big this German following is for the Steelers. And I started getting into it and I'm like, okay, this is like an actual big thing. You know, that means a lot because, you know, hopefully we get to play a game over there and we know for sure that we're going to have our fans in the stadium. So, you know, that's just something to know that kind of put in our back pocket. And hopefully we'll be able to use that over there one day.
Yeah, that was literally my next point. Like when the NFL at some point announces the Steelers are going to play in Germany, what would your first reaction be?
My first reaction was to be, when is this game? Because, I mean, depending on the time of the year, too, I think fall is a really, really good time to go to Germany. And I think, you know, an earlier one in the year would be sick to go to. Get that long flight out the way earlier in the year, too. And, you know, just to be able to be over there and just share the love of the game between us and German Steeler fans over there would just be amazing. And, you know, see a different type of life, see a different way of life, and see how football still connects all of that together from our side back here in Pittsburgh to all the way over there in Germany and everywhere in between, too, because we've been in some stadiums already this year, and we see every single time there's more of our fans in there than the home team. So we know if we go over to Germany for a game at some point, too, I'm pretty sure the same thing's going to happen.
Actually, the biggest German fan club is based, like, kind of closer to Frankfurt, and so either Frankfurt or Munich, wherever we would play,
yeah,
they would be there, and they would be.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to check that out the next time I go for sure. Definitely gonna have to.
Im ersten Teil des Gesprächs mit Presley ging es vor allem um seine Connection zu Deutschland. Im zweiten Teil haben wir noch ein kleines Spiel gespielt. Vervollständige die Sätze. Ich habe ihm einen Satzanfang vorgegeben und Presley hat diesen in seiner Antwort aufgegriffen.
I would like to do a little question and answer with you, to see what you say first of all, also yeah, about football, about Germany, and so I'm just going to start the sentence and you can finish. Like, my favorite part of the season is?
My favorite part is divisional play. I mean, our division is always going to be stacked. We always got good teams between the four teams, and division play, you get to play them twice a year. We know each other more than anybody else knows us, and it's just always an extremely close matchup between the teams. These games also just differentiate playoffs, you know, who's going to be able to win our division and things like that. So that's really, like, those games mean a lot more than, you know, just like a regular NFC game if we were playing a team like that, because, you know, these teams, we see them twice a year and we really got to get those wins to be able to win our division. So that's my favorite time of the year.
How does that differ from other games, like probably among the team when you're preparing for an AFC North game?
Preparation for all of them is definitely about the same. But it just has a different demeanor in the building when we're playing a divisional opponent, because that game is very, very critical to the entirety of the season, not even just, you know, they're just playing those two games against them. So, you know, we really take pride in making sure our division games go as planned, as well as all of the other ones too. But, you know, that division is stacked, but that's definitely my favorite part of the year for sure.
What do you do after training, or what is your tradition after training?
Biggest one for me is just getting off my feet, relaxing. You know, we, as specialists too, it's a little bit different. You know, these seasons are a lot longer than college ones. You got 18 weeks instead of 12, if I'm not mistaken. So it's just one of those things where you really got to take care of yourself off the field. I'm big into rehab stuff, making sure my body is always feeling fresh, because, I mean, it's a long year. So being able to, you know, just have my mind right off the field. I'm really, really big into cars too. So I like watching a lot of YouTube. I also work on them a little bit myself. So do some small stuff in the free time, but most of the time I'm really just relaxing with the dogs. I got two dogs at home too. So, you know, we're just all hanging out.
With my teammates, what do you do with your teammates usually?
With my teammates, we honestly like to just break bread together. We all hang out together as a specialist group, as well as other guys around the team. We always have events and stuff that's going on behind the scenes, just, you know, to get some extra camaraderie, get all of the guys to know each other's families that's in town. And just being able to do stuff to really make more of a team bond and make this place special and make this team special, because, you know, we're the only ones we got when we're on the field. So, you know, we never wanted to be like a regular job where you don't really hang out with many of your coworkers. You just go in and punch a clock every day. We don't want it to feel like that, because the locker room is the heart and the soul of the whole organization. So the closer we all can get, the better for all of us.
I heard from some players that they are like there's a game playing culture also, that people say like, okay, this one is the worst in playing this and this one is the worst in playing this. What is your favorite game to play with your teammates?
So we play a card game called Bure. It's very similar to Euchre and Spades. So basically the dealer would deal everybody five cards. Whichever card of the five that he wants to flip over is not a trump card. So if it's a heart, you want as many hearts as possible. And basically, the more hands you win, the more you win the game. And if you don't, you got to match whatever the pot is, or going from there, and, you know, it just starts all the way over. So it's a pretty quick game, which is why we like it so much. Because, I mean, we could sit here and try to play Scrabble all day, but that would take too long. So it's a quick game, goes by like 2 or 3 minutes, and it's real fast paced. But it's a lot of critical thinking to go into it, because you got to figure out, depending on how many cards somebody dropped and picked up new ones, you want to figure out if they have better cards, higher or lower or whatever. So you got to really strategize too. So, you know, it's just something to keep us a little bit on our feet, but it's also a real fun game.
What is your tradition before going into every game? Or do you have a tradition, like a lucky charm or something?
I used to, but I don't really have one now. My biggest things are just making sure I get good sleep the night before. I usually always eat ice cream with some hot fudge on it the night before, too. So, I mean, I would say that's probably my little routine. I like just getting some extra sleep, making sure I'm ready to go for the next day. I just really wake up the next day and listen to some music and get ready for the game.
My favorite thing to do in the off-season?
Ooh, my favorite thing to do in the off-season is travel. So, like, I went to Germany, Paris, also went to a couple of different places, too, got a chance to go back home. I just like seeing the new world and stuff outside of my everyday world. So, you know, the more places that I can get, I now have the opportunity to do it because of the offseason. I also try to get training and stuff in these different places, too, at the same time. And I also, you know, because of the NFL, you go to other cities, you have other specialists that you also know from training and stuff like that. So we make trips out of things. Went to Tennessee this year, too. Went down to South Carolina a couple times and all over the place. And, you know, it's just one of those things where your job always doesn't have to feel like you're in the same, you know, spot. Like, I live here basically in Pittsburgh just about year-round, but still getting the opportunity to go out, see other things, meet new people, stuff like that. It's still a really, really good time.
Cool. For me, football means?
The world. It's my life. I've been playing it since I was a kid, and, you know, I'd always had dreams of being in the NFL, and I'm just, you know, thankful for God to put me in the position I'm in today, but I know that I had a lot of stuff on my plate, too, to be able to get here, and, you know, I had family and friends that were always behind me that always wanted me to be the greatest me, and, you know, here we are today, being in the league for 3 years, you know, I'm truly excited for it. Still really doesn't feel like I am sometimes. Still feels like I'm just on a football team. You know, that little kid in me is actually happy because I did find that goal that I made and I did meet that goal. So, you know, just being able to be here in this organization, too, is just another plus on top of it, too. You know, we got these six Lombardis on the other side of us right now, and I'm like, dang, I kind of want my picture on the back of one of these. So it's just, it's a lot of history. It's a lot of history in this place, man. So, you know, I'm just excited to be here. Hopefully I'm going to be here as long as I play. But, you know, that's only up to God. But all we can do is just keep winning these games as much as possible and making these punts. And the more we do that, you know, the more we'll be able to try to get a game over in Germany. So.
That sounds awesome. On the field, you find your focus in?
I find my focus in chasing a feeling, not technique, like not technique work. So it's kind of was different for me because as a punter, it is so technical. But instead of chasing just like technique stuff and always telling myself tidbits and stuff, I was I'm trying to chase more of a feeling now. Like the feeling of hitting the ball good, being in like great energy, positive energy, and just focus on winning is what Coach Tomlin tells us too. Like that's the feeling that I'm trying to get myself into every game now instead of chasing, you know, technique work and stuff like that. Because honestly, our form changes a little bit day in and day out. It's never going to be the same swing 2 days in a row. So we could really drive ourselves crazy if we start getting into that. So instead of that, I just started chasing the feeling of, you know, being able to be in a game, being engaged in a game, and just trying to make plays.
To make the turn to Germany again, when you think of Germany, what comes to your mind first?
Really, when I think of Germany, I think of green, luscious grass. It was like the first thing that I noticed when I was over there. That place has a lot of green space. And I really liked it, like the countrysides and stuff when we were driving through, because we went from Frankfurt to Munich a couple times. So when we were driving through and I'm seeing all of the different countryside fields and all type of stuff, and I'm like, this is crazy. Because you can see mountains in the back, but flat terrain in front of you. And I've never seen stuff like that before. So, you know, the green grass and the architecture out there was insane. Like I saw a lot of old cathedrals and stuff like that. Those churches are, I don't know when they were built, but for the time period they were, I mean, that you can't find that anywhere else. Like the architecture out there is insane.
When you know, combine this impression from Germany with those fans that are in Germany and have heart and passion for the organization you play for, what would be the first or the most important thing you would like to say to German fans?
The biggest I would like to say first is thank you, because the support from wherever we can feel it. And to be able to know that is over there, we also want to be a part of that too. So being able to get the NFL to get us to a game over there is something I feel like we could, you know, pay back a little bit to really give the fans over there the opportunity to really actually be a fan in the stadium and, you know, get that experience that all of us, you know, get to have the chance to do. So, you know, I think that's the biggest thing. The first thing I want to say is thank you. And the second is really just, you know, continue to be behind us. Hopefully we get over there one day. And, you know, I don't want them to go anywhere else for a different organization. So they're with one of the better ones. We just got to get in front of them at some point for sure.
I'm sure they won't go anywhere.
They won't go anywhere. Not at all.
Thank you so much for taking your time for us and giving us those, like, especially these final statement is, like, awesome for Steelers Germany to hear. And thank you for having us. And that was your punter, Presley Harvin. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Steelers Nation Germany, ihr habt's gehört. Presley weiß den Support aus Deutschland wirklich zu schätzen und freut sich, uns alle bei seinem nächsten Besuch hier zu sehen. Das war die Interviewfolge mit Presley Harvin. Mir hat's unglaublich viel Spaß gemacht, nach meinem Gespräch mit Miles im letzten Podcast, jetzt auch mit Presley abzuhängen, der auch super cool ist und einfach mich so offen empfangen hat. Ich komme so langsam in den Interviewflow. Und wer weiß, vielleicht war das nicht mein letztes Gespräch mit einem Steelers-Spieler. Wenn du auch in Zukunft keinen Real Talk mit den Stars verpassen willst, abonniere diesen Podcast beim Anbieter deines Vertrauens. Schon im neuen Jahr hören wir uns dann wieder. Bis dahin, here we go, Steelers! Männer aus Stahl ist eine Produktion der Pittsburgh Steelers. Wir bedanken uns bei unserem Gast, Steelers Panther Presley Harvin. Sprecher Björn Polte. Konzeption und Content-Kreation Sweep. Produktion Maniac Studios.